Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Northman. Alex Strofe is running the show. You, KBN Nation, you're going to get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 or see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. This from Rob Domofsky on Twitter. There are 10 Packers that are questionable. Josh Jacobs, knee slash ankle.
He already said he planned.
Christian Watson, chest slash shoulder.
The game time doctor decision.
Zach Tom, back slash knee.
Yeah.
A lot of backslashes. Evan Williams, knee.
Game plan.
Dontavion Wicks, ankle.
He should be playing.
Chris Brooks, chest.
Oh, wow. When did that happen?
Darian Kennard, which, believe it or not.
Whoa. We don't need that.
As crazy as it sounds, a backup right tackle is really important because ain't nobody want to see Jordan Morgan out there.
He can only play left tackle. I've never heard that in my life where you can only play one tackle position.
Kingsley Enagbare.
Oh, no. You know, Kingsley was talking real crazy against the Broncos last
week. Illness, so hopefully he recovers. So that's hopefully usually a good sign if it's illness on a Thursday, even a Saturday game. But still, it's not like, you know.
He can play through it.
Brenton Cox.
Has he? I don't know if he's come back yet at all.
So, it's not as bad as it seems, but it's not as good as you'd hope.
I mean, you still Micah Parsons.
The Tucker Kraft, the Micah, yeah. The Devontae Wyatt is kind of like
those are pretty big guys. First round pick, third round pick, all big contributors to this team.
Yeah, and that third round pick was playing like an all pro.
Yeah.
Just wanted to share that just as we dissect how it's going to be possible for this team to win the game, because earlier this week, Kyle said there was no real opportunity for the Packers to beat the Bears.
I was tripping.
You know, can we find that and relive the glory days of Monday? I just want to hear. I want Kyle to stew in it. He needs
Tuesday
to be reminded so you don't make the same mistake again.
I won't. I just don't see how the Green Bay Packers have a real opportunity to beat the Chicago Bears on Saturday. I misspoke. My glasses were bad. All right? I wasn't seeing
what
clearly.
What does misspeak have to do with your eyes?
I had, at that time, I was so down in the dumps.
Yeah, it's a tough sign when Strofe rightfully so can chicken your ass.
I don't even know what the chicken is about.
I've changed. You said that. You came in on Monday like a little baby
that was
boy.
First and foremost, Monday I was on a high. Tuesday, all of a sudden, I came
Tuesday.
Off my high.
It was Tuesday.
And I
was being a scared loser.
And I realized the challenge that we were up against. Micah Parsons not being there for our defense.
Now you're defending your stance on Tuesday.
Yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
My level of confidence 2 weeks ago, I was here on camera doing the belt to ass thing. Oh, I was doing it multiple times.
Do it right now.
Listen, it ain't going to be a belt to ass game. This is going to be a grinded out game.
Do it, Strofe.
Don't embarrass yourself again.
Yeah.
Strofe, that's not how you. Yeah.
Belt to ass.
Yeah, okay. You're not doing
why
it right.
Why would it?
Because you got to put your thumb. Put the thumb there. Now you do it. Yeah.
About this.
Oh my gosh! Everything he does is just so uncoordinated.
You can't even. You gonna threaten your kids with a whooping? They gonna say, "Dad, ha." Okay.
About this.
Now he's belting the microphone, which you probably shouldn't do because you could break.
Do you really believe that the Packers are gonna put belt to ass on Saturday?
Kyle.
No.
Belt to ass.
Okay. He is out of control.
He pounded a sugary soda before the start of the show.
Yeah,
he's gonna crash in the 414 hour.
So when's your last day at work on KBN this year?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so he is excited as he looks forward to doing nothing.
Like, oh gosh, just for real quick on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. For those who can't see, I just want to describe how unathletic he even took his belt off. He was like wiggling his body and it wouldn't come off. And he doesn't have a butt.
I'm telling you, you're a walking miracle yourself that you made it through life.
Who's a bigger walking miracle, Maestro?
The fact that he can go through life and have friends and live life as if he has no issues is crazy to me. He has a whole girlfriend.
I do have a whole girlfriend.
Who supports him?
I got a friend that invited
him.
Me to the Bucks game tonight. About that.
I mean, it's astonishing.
Oh, I'm getting better. I just had to switch hands.
All right, enough out of you, for real. You are getting better.
You talk to me like that again? Belt the host.
He jumped when he heard the sound.
Belt the host.
He's scared of his own belt that he's making the sound with.
It's so embarrassing.
The over-under is 23.5 points scored for both teams because it's basically at a pick 'em. Do the Packers hold the Bears under 23.5 points on the road without Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I think so. I do think the Green Bay
How
Packers hold.
Is the question as well.
I simply think that the Chicago Bears are going to try to be methodic. They're going to try to methodically move the ball downfield, and I believe in their possessions, they're not going to have any big strikes. They're going to have turnovers on this game. So Caleb will throw a pick at the end of the game. We're going to get one earlier. The defense is going to force them to earn everything that they get, and I think it slows down the game for the Chicago Bears. So I don't see the Bears scoring more than 23.5 points, so they won't get to 24. They may get to 22, 21, but they won't get to 24
Strofe
points
is
on
missing
Saturday.
Phone calls, Kyle, because he was trying to put his belt back on.
You a lie.
Not a
Randy,
lie.
Randy, I'm sorry.
You
I missed
lie.
Randy in a dump truck because I was putting my belt
Randy,
back on.
Randy, please call back.
That is just now you're is interfering.
Now
your
unathletic
ability is
interfering
with the show. Yeah. Your ability to do your job. You don't get paid to put belt
Kyle,
ass. You get paid to press buttons.
I'm a belt ass. You keep talking to me like that.
The hell you not. Listen.
You are in pretending to work mode. Christmas is coming.
Like, so if I will legitimately come in the break and I will whoop your ass with my belt. Like, legitimately. And there's nothing you can do about it.
You will not do a damn thing.
All right, we'll see.
Fake tough
Strofe.
Drive. Oh, Randy's calling back. I gotta go, guys.
Get to it, buddy.
We'll get back to belt ass in a moment.
All right.
Anyways, as I was saying, though, I do feel confident that the Green Bay Packers defense, I feel confident that they will not allow them to score more than 23 points. So that's why, as you see my mindset shifting throughout the week.
We've seen it.
My biggest concern was
you have become less of a you have less of vertebrae than Brad Norman.
No. My biggest thing that I was concerned about was ball control, right? What I saw in the second half, I'm a person that takes in data and information to allow for me to build what I think can happen, right? And what
Don't
I saw
make
in
yourself
this,
sound
no,
like
no,
an
no,
AI
no,
computer.
No, it's but it but it is that's how I process. That's how I process. Everything that comes out of my mouth is based off something that I saw that gives me the opinion and the thought that this can be repeated or the team has this ability. And what I saw in the second half against the Packers, I saw the Chicago Bears able to control the ball, able to control the clock, able to play keep away from Jordan Love for the most part in that game. Now, Jordan Love, when he touched the ball, he struck fast, but again, what I saw was, okay, how are the Packers going to be able to stop them from doing that? And so if they continue to milk the clock a lot, that means they're going to limit the number of possessions that the Green Bay Packers have on Saturday, which for me says they're not going to score as many points, but they may have the ball a lot in this game.
Let's go to Randy in a dump truck, 800-990-3776. You're on the Carbless Talking text line. Sorry for our
good afternoon, gentlemen.
Our amateur producer.
First thing, wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now we got the niceties out of the way. Kyle, three questions.
Wow.
Three
answers. Wasn't it the Green Bay Packers who cried to the NFL to ban the tush push? Wasn't it the Green Bay Packers trying to get a tax break from the city of Green Bay? And my other question is,
number three,
get to sit. How many quarterbacks get to sit behind a future Hall of Famer for 3 years before he plays? How many years has Caleb Williams played? Two.
Are you a
what
Bears
was his
fan,
record
Randy?
The first 2 years? You yeah, damn right I am.
Hey, Randy.
1963.
Well, Randy, guess what? You actually saw a championship, but you only saw one. And when you say about the tush push, did the Packers say something about the tush push? Yes. Did the Bears vote to support that?
I don't believe they did.
Listen, guess what? They're going to pass banning that tush push, and they're going to fall behind the Packers. They're called pioneers. When it comes to a tax break, yeah, because we actually got a city in a Swabada in the Green Bay area that supports our team, unlike the city and state of Illinois.
Cry me a river.
You cry me a river.
And guess what, Randy? Guess what, Randy? We had the luxury of being able to draft a quarterback with our first-round pick and had him sit on the bench for 3 years so he could learn, unlike y'all. So, yeah, that's what great organizations do.
He's been in the league.
He's been Caleb Williams sucks, and you know it, Randy.
You, hey, don't talk to me like that over the phone. Have a nice day, guys.
Hey, Randy, you're the best. I actually wanted Randy to go further.
I thought he was.
I know.
I wanted
Randy to give Kyle the belt ass.
I was like, wait a minute, Randy. Don't you talk to me like
and
that,
you're like,
young
well,
man.
Randy's an... You know, a nice older gentleman.
I mean,
I don't
he,
like
him. I don't
Randy,
know.
Randy's a sweetheart. That
I don't know
awesome.
If Randy was born 63 or he remembers watching the Bears since 63, but I don't want Randy to get ill because he arguing with me.
So like Homer in the Green Bay Game Night post-game show after the last Bears game.
Yeah, a lot of concern you all had about Homer.
Oh, man. I'll be giving away an Iron Jock tumbler on the other side.
Are we not going to?
I want more Randy in my life.
Yeah.
We can continue the conversation.
Okay, am I only one answering it?
I got a clock to keep here. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Big, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Caleb Williams sucks, and you know it, Randy.
You, hey, don't talk to me like that over the phone.
Randy put Kyle in a body bag. Actually,
sure. You don't talk to me over the phone. Oh, by the way, Randy, you going to tell him?
Yeah, we did come confirm through sources that the Bears did indeed vote to ban the tush push.
Ha, followers. Always want to be just like us.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe staying hydrated, running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbo's Talk and text line. So let's go to Soren in Heartland, who's calling about Randy's call.
Hey, guys. You know, I can't believe Randy's talking about, oh, don't talk to me over the phone. You know, I'll talk to Randy over the phone. I'm surprised not listening to David Kaplan, ESPN 1000. I don't know why he's listening to ESPN Milwaukee. He can go listen to his Bears buddy, David Kaplan, you know, who's clearly dissing on you guys. I mean, the old fart. Yeah, he's only watched one ring. We've watched four. We watched four here. Yeah, I hope Randy calls my number. You can tell him to call my number.
Yeah, you old farts.
What's the four?
Yeah.
Super Bowl?
Old farts.
Since 1-4.
Huh? Packers yeah, I guess would it have been in his time frame of living? Randy.
Didn't he say he was born in like the 40s?
63. Okay. Oh, yeah.
They won the first one in 67.
All good. Just want to make sure.
6'7".
6'7", 6'7".
There it is. Joining us, all of a sudden somebody showed up, was like, I got new Alex Strofe, just wants to be on the mic. His name's Tony Cartagena. He's the producer of the Analysis Show.
Guys, with I don't love anything the way that Alex Strofe loves Alex Strofe, okay? So we can just get that out of the way
so
now.
So different, you and I.
Only because next week, Monday and Tuesday, I've been called up from the depths of the G League.
I don't know. Wait, you're
up.
Producing the R show?
Yeah,
oh,
producing.
You didn't know this?
Hell no, I didn't know.
Someone doesn't read the content schedule.
Tony's producing.
The first time that he produced the show was a nightmare.
I have been training.
Have you been training?
I have been training.
I haven't seen you back there with Strofe all week.
He spent 4 minutes with me one day. He's good to go.
It was terrible training by Strofe, so I went to outside sources to learn how to make sure that your audience has YouTube.
So Brad's out. It's Kyle and I with Tony?
Why are you yelling at me?
You're the one who took off. It's kind of your fault.
I love Tony, but after his performance producing for the first time on KBS,
I was like worried about it.
It'll be a Christmas miracle.
Exactly. In the year and a half.
It was right before I moved here, right?
In the year and a half.
I don't remember.
How many times have you produced a show?
A live radio show?
Yes.
Once.
Hey, if you get the Nasses on here, we good.
Oh, we can do that for
sure.
The one thing.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
schedule him for 2:00, and he'll show up at 5:15.
No, that's out of my control, and I don't think you're allowed to say
that,
sir.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What do you know about CP time?
No,
why would you have said T? CBT.
Can you please let the white audience know what the hell you're talking about?
Nope.
No, you tell
do
me.
Not let them in.
You tell. Will you tell me what we're talking about since you know everything? Go ahead.
Don't
you have told a million stories about how your family shows up 18 hours late to the barbecue. Maybe even come on the wrong day.
If you are listening, and you don't have any melanin, please do not repeat those three letters at work because you will end up in the HR office.
Yeah, yeah. We want to keep you hired during this holiday season.
I didn't say the three letters, did I?
Nope, no, you did not. You were good.
Huh? What?
Yeah, huh?
Letters? No, we're talking numbers. No, we're talking the NASA's.
Did
money.
You have something you wanted to add into the conversation that we've been having about the Bears, the Packers, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, the yeah. defense, et cetera, Alex Stroh being a lunatic?
A million different things. However, I just, listening to you guys all week, I just have one just overarching thought on all this.
Mm-hmm.
Bears fans are so unbelievably delusional and egotistical that they remind me of Alex Stroh.
Wow. I mean, Stroh would be the worst Bears fan out
here. Here's why.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, let's
over
see what he said.
Over the last 15 years, the Chicago Bears have been unbelievably irrelevant. They have done zero. They have played in no
show.
They have played in no meaningful games since the NFC Championship game in January of 2011. The B.J. Raji game, right?
Cody Parkey double doink in 18.
I said meaningful games. Yeah, they got to the first round of the playoffs. But overall, basically irrelevant. They get one win in Lambeau Field against Malik Willis in the second half. And they've been walking around since last year like they are the hottest thing in football.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I just think in terms of actual know your place, simmer down a little bit, Chicago Bears fans. Y'all win on Saturday? All right, we can start having a conversation. Oh, my initial point. Alex Stroh walks around our office like he is Homer.
Ah.
He walks around like he is David Kaplan.
Oh, well, that's
to be fair, so to young. Be fair to Stroh, he is hosting Green Bay game night in place of Homer.
Yeah!
Oh, I hate to have Stroh back.
Why do you have it? I was mostly joking about the Stroh analogy here.
No, but no, Stroh, but he does walk around like his stuff don't stink.
No,
he,
it's just know your place.
My stuff don't stink.
No, shut up, Stroh. It's know your place, right? The Bears are new to this. Congratulations on winning and being atop the division in December. That is so new to the majority of their fans. That is uncharted waters.
They don't know how to act.
Just know your place. Yeah, they don't know how to act.
I'm telling you, the knee with Michael Parsons not only broke our hearts, but it gave them life down in Chicago. Literally, that one play gave them life.
If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But like, at some point, just recognize the fact that you have done absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you
for
are
the
a
better
pessimistic,
part of two decades.
Pessimistic Packer fan.
Fine.
No, I'm not saying anything that you're not okay with. You're very critical of Goody at times.
Mm-hmm.
You get frustrated with the defense. I feel like you look at the defense and pick out the things that stand out in one moment, but don't take the overall body and put it into appreciation.
Probably fair.
So when I say these things about Tony Cartagena, who's coming in and telling the Bears how to act, what do you say about the game on Saturday with all this, you know, the Bears are Alex Stroh, like, and you're the pessimistic guy? Do you think the Bears are going to win? Because that's how I would think a pessimistic Packer fan would look at it.
I think the Packers' defense is mightily flawed. I think going into the season, you guys did this show. It was, where are your areas of concern? The defensive backs and the defensive line and the pass rush. That's basically gone.
Yep.
Then they got Micah Parsons. Tune change for everything, right? Now we're back to square one. We're back to where we were in June and July. I don't think the defense is going to be very good. However, I think the Chicago Bears are still the Chicago Bears, and Matt LaFleur is still 12-1 against the Chicago Bears in his tenure or whatever it is against that team. And Jordan Love is still a significantly better quarterback at this point in his career than Caleb Williams. And at the end of the day, the Bears are going to bear, and the Green Bay Packers will leave there victorious. Will it be close? Probably. Yep. But they're leaving there with a dub.
So I'm glad you said that, because Stroh, you and Tony are not so different, as you said earlier, because you've been saying the Bears are the Bears this week. At what point does the Bears are the Bears go away?
When they beat the Green Bay Packers in a meaningful football game.
Yeah, it has to be more consistent. You can't just beat them once.
Yeah, like, I tend
you
to agree.
I'm genuinely asking.
Like, no, I think if they beat them on Saturday
and win the division,
and then going
this
into,
is a genuine answer.
Yeah, I'm being thrilled.
I'll tell you. I don't think it's going to happen. As long as Jordan Love is quarterbacking the Green Bay Packers, it's not going to happen. I'll let you know though if that changes.
I love that mentality.
Again, I'm bringing up the scenarios here because I think that's also a fair response. Because literally, we have the numbers when Favre took over. We have the numbers when Rodgers took over. And
Jordan
of course,
Love's 3-0.
4-0.
Jordan
Love's right.
3-0 when he plays four quarters.
No, it's 4-0.
He's played them five times.
He beat him once this year.
Oh, yeah. He's 4-0. Yeah, you're right.
If the Bears win on Saturday, I will be less annoyed by the Bears fans talking because you've proved something.
No.
And then going into next year, this is a big meaningful football game. If they get a win with the team that the Packers, it doesn't matter who the Packers put out there. They have to
Can I let you in a little secret,
though? If they win, they can talk a little bit.
Hold on, but can I let you in a little secret?
I think I know what it is. So I'm going to whisper this because it's not going to happen, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everybody in. You can hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay, good. If the Bears win on Saturday, there's like a 90% chance it's Packers-Bears at Soldier Field wildcard weekend.
Oh, wow. They wouldn't want that. I'll tell you that right now.
My heart and my health cannot handle all that right now.
90% chance? Did you run the Monte Carlo?
That's the Alex Strofe analytics.
Oh. Run the Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo, that thing.
Asa.
No, honestly, run the Monte Carlo.
If the Bears win Saturday, and then
If the Bears win Saturday, we need projections of where the
it's gonna take me a while,
are we kind of rooting for that?
Do Bears win and Packers
I'm
win?
Rooting for
we
the
need
Packers
all
to
the
win.
Scenarios of the Packers at Lambeau. Will it be against the Bears, or will it be against the Lions, or will it be against the Niners? And if the Bears win on Saturday, will it be the Packers or whoever at Soldier Field? We're gonna run the Monte Carlo, 10,000, 50,000 simulations, get the numbers. And since Strofe's going to work, I'll give the tumbler away from Iron Jock coming up on the other side. Tony, thank you for your service. And
that makes me sound way too important.
Yes,
thanks for letting me bother you guys for 10 minutes. Appreciate you.
Yes. And we run the Monte Carlo during the break. We'll be back with you with Strofe Nerd Man.
Nerd Man.
Was the boo an accident?
No, it was accurate, though.
Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Strofe is still efforting to run the simulations of our Monte Carlo nerd man.
Nerd man.
Where the Packers will likely end up in 50,000 simulations if they win against the Bears? I wanted both.
He's struggling.
He had sweaty pits to start the show.
You told me. I thought we were talking about the potential that the Packers would visit the Bears on Wild Card Weekend.
I thought that was it.
And then I also added that I'd also like in the Monte Carlo a second.
If you want the Monte Carlo before 4:30 p.m.,
did Monte Carlo take an hour to run?
It takes a long time for me to prepare for the Monte Carlo. It's 50,000 simulations, people. Think simulations just happen at the snap of a finger?
Isn't that why we're building all these AI data centers so we can just do it at a snap of a finger? What the hell?
If I'm going to hurt the environment, I expect instant results.
I was actually thinking when you said the question, Strofe, like,
wait,
actually, if you're simulating it and utilizing this data.
You think I could use ChatGPT for this?
I'm assuming so.
Try.
Guys, I'm joking. I've always used ChatGPT.
That's what I was going to say. I thought that's what you were using, but I was going to say there's a whole Monte Carlo website, huh?
So, all right.
Well, Strofe, you should have said something.
Well, let him keep working. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace with UKBN Nation. What I do want to ask.
Get back in the lab, Dexter.
Is when it comes to the quarterback battle, Jordan Love versus Caleb Williams, we mentioned this. Who would you have over the next 5 years? And I think it is a runaway. A runaway. Like, money aside. Like, because if I told you you had two more years before Caleb Williams was up for an extension, but he's got a lower cap hit than Jordan Love, he's not getting paid as much, is your Super Bowl window, if he's on the Packers, bigger than it is with Jordan Love in the next 2 years? Absolutely not. It's 100% closed more than having Jordan Love as your quarterback. And so I'm very much struggling with trying to marry the delusion of the Bears fans and hosts that we've heard from on our sister station ESPN 1000 saying they wouldn't trade for Jordan Love, they wouldn't trade Caleb Williams for Drake May. Like, can somebody make it make sense to me?
No.
Because I'm very confused.
No, that's what happens when you're dealing with fanatics. Like, I'm a fanatic myself, but I also have sense, okay? A lot of them Bears fans don't have sense. They're used to having bad quarterback play, so they just get excited when they see a little glimmer of hope. But when you're talking about who you're going to take over the next 5 years, this one is extremely easy to me. Caleb Williams still has lumps and bumps to take over the next 3 to 5 years, where Jordan Love, at this point right now, he's entering his elite phase. He's going into the time where you're talking about the age of 27 to 32. That is when a lot of quarterbacks start to shine. That's when they hit their big moment in their careers where they're winning championships, they're breaking records, they're doing a lot of great stuff. That is what Jordan Love is entering right now. He's entering his elite phase as a quarterback of his career, and many other teams would love to have somebody like a Jordan Love. We see it all the time. You talk about that now when teams go against the Green Bay Packers, they're like, hey, we got to slow this guy down. They are anything. Send compliments to Jordan Love of how good he is, how accurate he is, how he can stand in a pocket and still make a throw. They just talk about in amaze at what he's able to do. And a lot of folks are like, dang, how did the Packers do this back to back to back? That is how good he is, that it is okay for us to say Jordan Love is successfully falling in the footsteps currently right now of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. That is a guy that I want. We had to call in and say, well, he had 3 years to sit behind a Hall of Fame
quarterback.
Exactly.
Not
his fault. That is the benefit.
It's the Bears organization's fault that they don't have the sustainability in the infrastructure.
So, I mean, I'll take the guy that sat behind a Hall of Famer.
I thought you said 4:30 we'll have the Monte Carlo. It's 3:38. Over deliver, Alex Stroh.
When the data gets dense, when the decimals demand justice, when one man dares to calculate it all, it's Brad Nerdman on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Wearing the cape for Brad today, I am Stroh Nerdman.
Nerdman.
And boy, oh boy, do I have something to deliver to
all
you.
Right, you over-delivered on getting us this information earlier than we expected.
I swear on my life, this is the best Nerdman we've ever done.
Oh my God, he's doing the thing, Kyle. He's doing the thing.
The funny thing is, this isn't a bit by him. This is him for real.
I have officially run 100,000 total simulations.
Wow.
50,000 of those simulations means the Packers win on Saturday. 50,000 of them mean the Bears win on Saturday. Let's start with the more unlikely happening, and that, of course, is the Bears winning on Saturday. If the Bears were to meet or win on Saturday, the final NFC bracket, according to the 50,000 simulations, there is a 35.6% chance, so just over about a third of the time, if the Bears win on Saturday, that it will be Packers-Bears at Soldier Field wildcard.
The most likely scenario based on 50,000 simulations if the Bears win is that the Packers and Bears will be playing wildcard weekend at Soldier Field before they move to Gary, Indiana.
Boys, it gets better. If the Packers win on Saturday, this is unbelievable. There is a 64.1% chance the Bears are the 7 seed and the Packers are the 2 seed.
Ooh.
64.1%
that the Packers are the number 2 seed.
If the Packers win Saturday, they're the number 2 seed.
They're the number 2 seed. They win the division, and the Bears are the 7 seed, so they're coming to Lambeau.
So if the Packers win Saturday, there's over 50, well over
50%. Basically a two-thirds chance. Basically.
Yeah,
64-66.
I'm going to tell you this right now, ain't happening.
The Bears lose on Saturday, hold on.
There's more.
Add those numbers together now.
Mm-hmm.
What'd I say? 36.
35.6 and 64.1.
What does that equal?
100.
That equals 99.7% chance that 100? The Packers and Bears will be playing each other in
the playoffs. I don't think that's the perfect math because I think it's out of 200% then because it's two different simulations.
Got it. 50% chance.
There's a 50% chance we're getting Packers-Bears wildcard weekend. As it stands without the result of Saturday.
Oh, no. I don't want to deal with the fans anymore.
Buddy, buckle up. This is only meeting number 2 of 3.
Here we go.
I love a Monte Carlo.
I love the Monte Carlo. Instead of that, this is exactly why the timing of I said I can't do this any longer. Brett on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Kyle, pull up your numbers from the first segment about Caleb Williams.
Brad Nerdman, making math fun, or at least attempting to.
I'll pull up Jordan's because you have Caleb's, right?
Yep.
That was awesome.
Love,
I'm thrilled right now.
Rankings ESPN. Brett on the Carb. Let's talk at text time. I'm literally, they're exhausting me. You guys win at your tenacity of being delusional.
Yeah, I mean, you've been delusional your whole life. That's all you know how to be.
Jordan's numbers aren't much better than Caleb's, LMAO. Mm. You guys keep talking out of your butts.
Send us, hey, what's his name?
Brett.
Brett, I want you to open your ears, turn up your radio, and I want you to listen. I want you to go through this, okay? So what I'm going to tell you is this. In the first half against the Green Bay Packers, Caleb Williams threw for 32 yards. He was 6 for 14, and the offense was bad, and you guys were down 14 to 3. Now, again, he played better in the second half, but he played like trash during the first half. Now, including on that is your quarterback that you have. Yes, he's 12th in total passing yards this year.
But hang on. As you go through each statistic, I'd like to add that he might be 12th, but Jordan is... Seventh
in total passing yards. Now, passing yards per play, your quarterback is 22nd out of 32 teams.
Jordan Love was 8th.
Oh, that's so close. Touchdown passes, okay. He has 21 touchdown passes. That puts him smack dab in the middle. That's 15th in touchdown passes.
Jordan Love is 5th.
Oh, that's top 5. And then we can talk about QBR. Oh, that's the big stat. Your quarterback, Caleb Williams, is 19th in QBR.
Well, it's a big gap, Kyle. It's a big gap.
What is that gap?
Jordan Love is number 1.
Wow. Well, I'm sure the gap doesn't get any closer because when we talk about QB rating, that's the old school rating that we used to have. Well, Caleb Williams is 21st in QB rating.
Jordan Love comes in at number 6.
Wow. So we're talking about double-digit
this
gap here.
Stroke. Wait. You just did nerd, man. Is this close?
Wait,
nerd man.
There's one more that I do have to do here, Mr. What's this gentleman's name?
Brett.
Brett the Bozo, listen to this, and I hope you're taking notes, and I hope you're listening up, okay? Because I would love to hear a rebuttal and how you rebut all these numbers. Now, your quarterback...
We're talking out of our butts.
No. I'm talking out of my mouth, and I'm talking facts. Your quarterback is 32nd in the NFL in completion percentage. What has my quarterback been, Brush, when it comes to completion percentage for quarterbacks in the NFL this year? Where is my quarterback rank?
Well, I mean... 14th.
14th? Well, that's still half more. That's more than half better than him. So all I'm saying is there is not a single category where they're even where he's beating them, and there's only one category where they're within like 5 or 6. So stop.
Yards.
Yards. That's it. Yards. Everything else. Yeah. So he throws for a lot of yards, but guess what? He's 22nd in yards per pass. Shut up, sit down, and listen. Stop being a bozo, Brett.
We're going to get to Corey in Chicago on the other side.
Come on, I hope you're a Bears fan because I want all the smoke.
He's not.
You know what that was? You know what Kyle just did to Brett the Bozo? You guys know what Kyle just did to Brett the Bozo?
Yeah, I just put...
He did what?
Yeah.
He did what, Kyle?
I just went belt to ass. Me and Ben just went belt to ass. We went belt to ass on Bozo to Brett. Or Brett the Bozo. Belt to ass. Come on, Brett. You know the number. 800-990-3776. Them Twitter fingers was going. Go ahead. Come on. Tell us how close they are. Tell us how close they are at the end of the game where the Bears had their quarterback on the field. Remember Jordan Love got the ball back when it was 21-21. And what did he do? You remember what he did, Ben?
He didn't throw it to Keyshawn Nixon what would have been Kevin Byard or C.J. Gardner-Johnson or...
Nope.
Jalen Johnson, who led up a touchdown.
He led his team for a touchdown. And what did Bozo Brent's quarterback do? Oh, he threw an interception to end the game. Come on, Brent. Stop that.
All right, Strofe, you did a great job getting your belt out, but put it back on because it's time to give an Iron Jock tumbler away. I love Iron Jock's apparel for performance, for odor, because it keeps the stank away with the silver and ion technology. Had basketball last night, and I'm not going to lie, you know when you talk about things and like you're like, ah, I get to talk about it? Because like, I genuinely, when I was playing yesterday, I was like, man, I feel good. It's comfortable. It takes in the sweat.
Oh my gosh.
It's night and day than anything I wear.
Listen, I just want to be very clear. Like, I don't get paid to endorse, but I have Iron Jock. And, bro, I wore it on a plane ride home, and I wore it on air on Monday.
Cozy,
dude,
comfy.
It was so comfortable, so cozy, so soft. It was fantastic. I got addicted to it.
Hoodies, tees, shorts, and more at ironjock.com. That's ironjock.com. So right now, we will get caller number 13 for – did I see a holiday tumbler in our office? How did Will get one?
Scalzo gave it to him.
Okay. That tells the story. 800-990-3776. And why I asked, because I was like, that is a nice tumbler. And he gave it to the young kid who probably needs it, probably doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend that has like 15,000 of them in his house.
Oh, he's going to want to get rid of those.
800-990-3776. This Iron Jock tumbler, we went through ours and was like, you get to keep or not keep. And this is a keep, a must keep.
Boy, and we're going to have to swap out one of the trash ones we got for this great one from Iron Jock.
Caller 13-800-990-3776. Iron Jock Tumblr time. Wrap up the show with Corey on the other side. It's KBN.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the Cha Cha Slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did Cha Cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman. If you missed it, Brett told us that
Brad's
we're talking.
Not here.
No, Brad, good call. Strove running the show, doing his job. If you missed it, Brett told us Jordan's numbers aren't better than Caleb's, laughing my butt off. You guys just keep talking out of your butts. Well, we put that to rest. But Steve in the 414 had the audacity to come with more fiction.
Oh, what is Steve saying now? Because these Bears fans love
800-990-3776.
They love
from Steve.
A fairy tale.
What you're not considering is that the Bears are a heavy run offense this season, so Caleb has had less throwing opportunities than Love. And I said, wait a second. Are we just saying stuff now?
I mean, they run the ball.
They do run the ball. We know they run the ball.
Yeah.
Guess what? Maybe that's true. Guess what? The Packers have run the ball, too. We talked about it all freaking season long.
Can.
Too high safety. Yeah. We got the advantage, yet we didn't have an offensive line that could do it, but we're still going to run it. Caleb Williams has thrown 459 passes. Jordan Love, 426. He's thrown nearly 30 more passes. How many more times are we going to make up crap about Jordan Love? Crap or crack. It's all the same thing coming from the same people.
That's what they smoking on.
That's crazy.
They got to be smoking on that because he literally said, well, he's throwing more passes. You just say stuff. Come on now. Y'all just saying stuff. This is the problem. Bozo, Brent, and came back and said nothing else because he got shut the hell up. Just like the rest of these Bears
Steve,
fans.
What do you got? Give us something else.
800-990-3776.
Stroke out the belt again.
Yeah. It's just, it makes no sense. This is what we had to deal with. We had to deal with this nonsense from Chicago.
That's why
fans.
When we just ran the Monte Carlo simulation and there's a 50% chance the Packers and Bears either play each other at Soldier Field or Lambeau Field in the playoffs, I'm like, we got to do this again.
Yeah, the Bears fans just don't quit. They're that person that has a losing record or literally 5 in 1,000, but they say, I got a chance. You just wait till this next time. It's been next time for
30
years.
Like, the Little Giants was a good movie because they won one time, which they would have lost the other 99. And, like, it's an underdog story, but, like, it's cute. It's about kids. These are professionals.
Yeah.
It's not a fairy tale.
Yeah, and the thing is, the rosters change every so often, and guess what? The results stay the same.
Corey, you're up with the KBN crew without Nortman on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What
How
up,
we
Corey?
Doing?
Doing well.
Did you enjoy the belt to ass session?
Yeah, I definitely did. Hey, Cal, don't ever say that again about me being a Bet fan, man.
About being
been
a who?
Been a Packer fan since 1993.
Well, he heard when he can't see the call screen, so I said Corey from Chicago's calling
Stop.
In. But Corey, I know that you are Corey, who we've talked to this week,
Corey,
who does back the Packers.
Got it. Corey from Chicago is a Packers fan since 1993, which is basically before they won, got good again.
Corey is a newer member of KBN Nation, whom we love and adore, and is a Packers fan.
Yeah.
So you treat him with respect.
And all
Kyle.
He's known is the Bears
still
losing
suck.
To Corey, Favre, Rodgers.
Corey,
and Love.
I apologize.
Exactly.
I got you. Listen, you part of KBN Nation and Pack Nation.
Nah, we good, man. But no, seriously, all the Packers got to do is stop this high school football crap with them running the ball 35, 40 times. Once we stop the high school football, I'm going to go on the limb to say the Packers going to beat these guys 27-14. Might not be a football game.
That's Corey.
Corey out.
Corey out. Brings the heat, lets you know that he sees the belt to booty. Do you see it? What I had planned here was absolutely derailed because I'm fascinated. I really am.
It's interesting,
this week,
the mindset.
this week has been so, even more so than the prior matchup between the Packers and Bears, because that was a, well, we're the up and coming, and if we win, great.
No, bro, they lost. Like, they lost this game, and they swear it didn't. Nothing happened 2 weeks ago. They swear.
But again,
that
I'm
game
telling you, I don't
happen.
Think you understand what I've learned being around my family. Like, my brother Jonathan, who again has disappeared, but I guarantee if they win, we'll see him in the YouTube chats.
100%.
That when you see the glimmer of hope and they get this look in their eye, everything that might not be false, that might not be true, will become true in their minds.
I guess they have,
like, they have the unbelievable ability. And I can tell you, because I was around it for so long.
They're so resilient.
I lived it for a little bit in my life.
They're resilient and resistant to the truth and facts. They create this own reality that just is not true. They take all the negative and push it away and take the little twinkle of positive
and, then they
and
just
make
go,
that.
Wow,
they
boom,
amplify,
this
right?
is everything.
Here it is. That's crazy. It's crazy to be able to be that delusional.
And, like, it's good to have you guys here, because when I see all this stuff, I'm like, am I going crazy?
No, you're not going crazy. The Bears fans are freaking crazy.
Like, I've never been more clear-minded in my life, I feel like.
I mean, you're on the right side of history here, man. It's just hard that's where you came from.
I try. You think I'm proud?
Boy, that is too much to deal with. I'm so glad they keep their butts down there. It reminds me of when I was at Whitewater, why I couldn't stand the Bears fans.
Yeah, a lot of transplants. A lot of transplants.
Oh, all those north suburbs come to Whitewater and cheer on their terrible team.
You live and you learn, or you don't. I'm Ben Brust, he's Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofer on the show. Madison's got some great programming coming up leading into the Badger Volleyball Final Four matchup, so stay on 100.5 ESPN. We're back in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN. Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance.